everyone. I'm Jackie Rodriguez. This is a Friends with Friends podcast, the one where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. And I'm joined by my pal, Vanessa.
Hey, everyone. I'm Vanessa Martinez. And yes, we are moving right along and I'm almost not a newbie anymore. So this is exciting.
I know you're a seasoned veteran because you are more than halfway through on season eight. This is the 173rd episode, the one where Rachel tells... I like that they don't give it away in the title. So that's very good. So it's season eight, episode three. It premiered October 11th, 2001 with 29.20 million viewers. Vanessa, what went down?
So Rachel finally tells Ross he's the father of her baby and he doesn't take it too well. Monica and Chandler go on their honeymoon while Phoebe and Joey break down their door for some lasagna.
There you go. So now that we're finally going through each episode, it's not like we said last time, it's not happening all in one episode. We're going through the motion, going through each step of Rachel's pregnancy. And she is ready to tell Ross now that everybody knows because of the red sweater from last episode. So it's funny that it starts out though, because Chandler and Monica are getting ready for their honeymoon. And then they finally tell Chandler, hey, by the way, it's Rachel who's pregnant. And then he's like, what? He gets all offended that like everybody kept a secret from him.
Yeah. It's interesting how like it all plays out. And as I was telling you before that, I feel like it all kind of like mumble jumbled together because I got really excited watching ahead before we were kind of supposed to. So the friends, they all tell Rachel, as you said, they know that it's Ross. So she starts asking them for advice.
So I
do think it's interesting that Monica didn't tell Chandler until this point, because he's not an excellent secret keeper.
That's true, because they've already like they're checking out of the they've already checked out of the hotel. You know what I mean? At this point, you know, like they're going on their honeymoon, and so like she had plenty of time, you know, spending the night with him and all of that. You know, he's your new husband. To tell him, and she didn't. And I'm surprised by that too. I didn't even think about that.
But also too, I feel like with girls, like there is some sort of like
code
you make, I guess. But also when you're married, it can be a little different. Yeah. But at this point, it is a big life-changing event.
It is. It's a big milestone.
Mm-hmm. And even though she it's a huge, you know, thing, Chandler's going to ask all these questions that she doesn't know. She's like, all I know is that she's pregnant. I don't know anything else.
Yeah. And that's what I feel too. Sometimes when I tell my girlfriend something, I'd say, don't tell, you know, your husband about this. And then they'll respect it. And respectfully, they say the same to me, except for like, you know, just don't tell anyone because I'm not married. But yeah, so it is like a girl code kind of thing. So, go ahead with Phoebe.
So Phoebe and Joey say Rachel are like looking for Ross, trying to find him. And Ross tells Phoebe and Joey that they slept together because it's kind of like at this point, like Ross also feels like he needs to take something off his chest, almost like because when Phoebe tells him, oh, Rachel's looking for you, he's like, I know what this is about. She wants more, you know, like,
yes, I love like how Ross about thinks. It.
Yes. So Ross thinks Rachel wants more of Ross, but that's not the case.
Not the case at all.
Yeah. So Rachel finally finds Ross and he's in shock. Like he like can't take the news well at all. Like he doesn't even know what to say. Doesn't say anything.
His face was so, he just froze and he was like, excuse me, what? And it's funny how he brings it up first because he's like, let me speak to save some embarrassment for you. You know, Rachel, Ross and Rachel, such a seesaw. You know, he's trying to be all like, you know, cocky and full of himself and all of that. And she's like, excuse me, what? Excuse me, what? Like, no, that's not it. And then she straight up, by the way, she goes, Ross, I'm pregnant. And then he like freezes and then she goes, and you're the baby, by the way, you know,
but, you're the father.
You're the father. And she sits back and then it comes back to her just sitting in her chair and he's totally like just stunned and stopped. And that look on his face was just so good. And I imagine that's how it would be with an unexpected pregnancy. You're like, excuse me, you know?
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, he kind of like checks himself back into reality, and he says that she can't even eat alone, so she can't have a baby alone.
Yeah.
And so he like wants to be there for her in a way. Yes. She's like, no, I can do this on my own. Like, you know, I'm not asking you to be a part of it.
It takes him a little bit to process this, because that was at the appointment at the end of the episode. So while he's processing, he gets mad. He's at the condom company that, because they said they used a condom, and he gets mad. He goes, what? And then so he goes, I'm indignant as a consumer. And then he's going to call the condom company, and Rachel's like, okay, he did not take this well. And then she runs out of the apartment. So then that is like him going totally blaming on somebody else, because he can't blame it on her. He can't blame it on himself, because, you know, they were both there. So I thought that was really funny that they put that humor in there. And then he doesn't see her until like Ross goes and looks for Rachel at, Chandler and Monica's, while, you know, Joey and Phoebe are inside, you know, eating the food. And that's when one of the best Joey moments, I think, is when he's mad at the condom company. He goes and tells Joey and Phoebe, and then he gets mad and he brings up the point, well, you know, condoms only work 97% of the time. Joey goes, what? And then he pulls out the string of condoms.
That was pretty funny too.
That was funny. So he's still processing, and he brings this up to Joey, and Joey gets freaked out, but you know, it's fine. And then it goes to the scene where they're at the appointment. And then that's when he says, you know, like, you can't even eat alone.
Yeah. Yeah. So that wasn't, I don't know. It was a good revelation, I guess, for Ross. The way they did it was pretty good, because it kind of shows that he's like, oh my God, you know, like, all along, I just thought you wanted more, and that's what he was playing up.
I know.
And she's like sitting there like, no, definitely not the case.
Yeah. And then he's like, well, we can do that after we get married. And she's like, what? Because that's your answer to everything?
Yeah. That was funny. That was a good line that they put in there.
Yeah. And it's like, well, we're not in love, are we? So I think I like how he kind of brings it up, puts her in her place, kind of say, you can't even eat alone. And then she's like, well, we're not getting married. So I think they come to a conclusion. Hey, they're just going to do this, you know, together, you know, as friends. And then they see the sonogram and all that, and she can't see it.
Yeah. That's
sweet
true.
Moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a sweet moment.
Should we take a break?
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. And then we'll talk about Joey and Phoebe and Chandler and Monica and what they were doing during this whole entire thing. We are back.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So while all this is happening, Joey and Phoebe are in the apartment trying to get into the apartment, because they have a guitar in there. Phoebe has a guitar in there, and Joey wants a lasagna in there. So they go kind of to these extreme measures and tell Mr. Trigger, the landlord, that there's a gas leak. So then Trigger brings in firefighters and they knock down the door. And so that was all that they did, is that throughout the whole episode, nothing moved forward. It's just something that they were there just to do something.
Yeah. So they did break Monica's chair. They were like, oh, let's call Monica and Chandler and tell them that we need, I forget what. I kind of tuned out during this part, because I was like, yeah, this is not relevant to the pregnancy.
It's irrelevant. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they were calling because it was after the fact that the Trigger broke down the door with the firefighters.
Yeah.
So they were calling to like be like, well, you know, Phoebe wanted him not to tell them about it, but then they're like, well, we have to change the locks, so we have to. So they're just kind of reassuring that it was okay to break it down. And they did. And so, because they smelled quote unquote gas, and then Joey just wanted the lasagna, and that was it. So that was totally irrelevant and everything else. But Monica and Chandler, like we said, were taking off to their honeymoon, and they were kind of, I don't know, I was like,
I was annoyed with Monica. Yes! I was like, why is Monica always trying to make it about herself? Like, at that point, it just got really annoying. Like, with the presents, okay, I kind of understand the excitement. Yes, I understand the excitement of opening the presents, but you, like, wait for your significant other because they get just as excited, you know?
Yeah, you want to do it together, you
and,
know?
Like, this is, like, I want everything, like, first class. Like, I want everything. So they get to the honeymoon and – or they get to the airport, and the couple ahead of them, they were – checking in, and she's like, oh yeah, we're on our honeymoon. They're super in love. And the lady helping them, the lady working for the airline, was like, okay, you know, she kind of bumped him up out of like congratulatory expression by saying, okay, you know, we bumped up your seats to first class.
Yeah.
And then Monica hears and she gets super jealous and's like, I want first class. So she tries acting like super in love and everything like that. And and it doesn't work for her. The agent kind of tells her, oh, sorry, we gave away the last seat. And it's interesting how the other couple was like, we're celebrating our love. Like, you know, they were so in love. Yeah. And Monica was just focused on gimme, gimme, gimme.
Giving things. Yeah. Because then they meet them again in the Bahamas. And so, and that's when they get bumped up to the honeymoon suite, and then she was like, no, no, no. And then Chandler though did say one little thing. He agreed. He's like, we need the stuff. And so it never shows if they did get the stuff. It was just kind of like them going on their honeymoon. I think they just had to do that because that's like the natural thing to do after a wedding, so they need to show a little bit of that. And that was it. It was just irrelevant, and Monica just being Monica in that sense of being like annoying and ungrateful for like be married.
Yeah, that's true. And the couple was just like, we don't want our, like, we don't need the suite, like, it's,
we just want to be with each other. Yeah,
yeah. Corny, but I guess, cause cute. Huh? Corny but cute, I guess.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. So that was it. And we don't see if they actually do get the honeymoon suite. We obviously see that they didn't get the first class flight and all of that. So, and that was it for them. So, but the episode does end on a cute little note with, you know, them being able to see their little songgram. And I liked that tone that ended in. Mm-hmm. But coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Rachel and Ross argue about the events of conception night, and Mondler makes friends with another couple on their honeymoon. If you like us, please subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
And if you like us, follow us on Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram.
All right. See you later. Bye.